but you know, he creates more chances than he gives up. So I think, in that sense, as a forward, you know, playing with him is nice. I think defending him is tough because a lot of times he protects that puck really well and tracks two guys to him. And then the zone, I think he's physical, and if he has possession, he kind of uses his body nicely to protect the puck and you know, create, you know, time and space or kind of attract a couple forecheckers before he moves the puck.
When you played against him, what did you watch out for? What did you worry about when you were against him?
I mean, just, you know, you're going in the corner one-on-one battle with him, you know, the majority of the time. You know, you want to let him go first, but he's smarter than you think, too. At the same time, he knows that he's a physical presence. So, you know, he's almost wanting you to go first, and then you can use his body and vice versa. So, like I said, when you're a smart defenseman like that, I know he's a big boy, but, you know, the way he plays is very smart, and the way he uses his body is very smart. So it's very tough to get on the forecheck, and, you know, he's got, you know, different breakouts every time. It's not the same. He doesn't just go off the glass every time. Like I said, he protects that puck. If he's got nothing, he cuts back, and all of a sudden it's tough to forecheck, and, you know, not just F1, but the second and third forecheck is all of a sudden to stop, and all of a sudden got to readjust, and that just changes everything.
Of the 57 playoff games you've been in, have you been on a team that was this dominant defensively in a game?
Yeah, I don't know. I think, you know, I don't know, dominant. I think if you know, maybe you're looking at shot total, but I think, you know, the more aggressive you play, the more offense you play, I think the less defense you play. And I think that's always kind of been the mindset here is, you know, if we turn the puck over, you know, do everything we can to get it back. If we're getting up on man rush, we got the, you know, F1, F2, third man back, so it allows our defenseman to be aggressive. So I think a lot of times we don't really sit back on our heels. I think when we're playing our game, we don't give up a lot. I think when we're off our game a little bit, we might give up on man rushes just because the forwards maybe aren't tracking for D-men. But knowing our D-men are going to be aggressive and pinch all the time, I think knowing the forwards will back them up, I think as a forward, as a defenseman, it makes it kind of less thinking to play hockey. You just kind of go out there and just play with your instincts.
Up Nick today?
Yeah, he was good. I think, like I said, it's, you know, it's playoff hockey. I think he's got solid numbers. I think playoffs, regular seasons ever since, you know, last, what, 3-4 years since he really kind of stood out. But same thing, you got to get the puck to net, whether it's second, third chances, whether it's, you know, just keep peppering them, eventually they're going to go in. But, you know, we stuck with it. And, you know, if it's one goal, two goals, three goals, if it's nothing, I think the most important part is we didn't really get frustrated. We didn't change our game, and I think that's the most important message in here.
Well, you have to play against Dustin Byfuglien for many years in the Central Division. You like it better when you're on his team? Or?
Yeah, well, I'm always the center, so low and slow, so I never have to go in the corners with him. But, no, I think, like, you know, when he's out there, like I said, I think when he's going in the corners, you know, you're aware of it, so obviously you don't want to go first. But at the same time, like I said earlier, he plays a smart positional game, so he doesn't you know, when you play smart defensemen, they don't go all the time for the puck. I think they use body positioning. So sometimes as a forward, if you're reaching for it and you see Buff coming, you don't want to put yourself in a vulnerable position. So, you know, a lot of times that's where he'll use his body, and then he's got a long reach to kind of get the puck. Other times if he has the puck, he kind of throws his hips out at you. Same thing, he's lanky, he's tall. You know, so all of a sudden, you know, he protects the puck for a second or two. Then that F2 kind of comes in, all of a sudden he moves the puck. So a lot of poise, I think, is the one thing in the D-zone that you notice. And obviously, he's strong on a stick, strong in the corners, and, you know, if there's a battle against the wall, you know, more likely or not, he's going to win it, or, you know, if you do win it, you're going to get punished.
Even the situation before, I mean, how do you avoid, or how do you keep the pedal down when you're up 2-0 in a series?
Yeah, no, I mean, we just got to keep playing. I think we took care of home ice, and that's what you're supposed to do, and we know next team's going to be harder. I think we know they're a good home team. You know, they're going to come out flying. That's a fun atmosphere to play in. And, you know, we got to be ready for everything they bring at us.
Do you think their fans can be as hostile and supportive as yours?
Their what?
Their fans down there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, Minnesota's, you know, it's almost like a Canadian market there. You know, it's a hockey state for sure. So it's always, you know, I played there a bunch of times, and that building gets loud. And, you know, I told the guys here, and I think home playoff games are fun, but I think road playoff games are way better, especially when you're facing a crowd like that. I think you really kind of got to stick together as 20 guys and a coaching staff. And, you know, everyone's got to be pulling the same rope and sacrificing, and, you know, nothing better than kind of winning on the road. So I think we know it's going to be a tough atmosphere, or a hostile environment, but we'll enjoy tonight and kind of fix a couple of things tomorrow and be ready for Sunday.
You should have some fans down there. There are a lot of Winnipeggers travel down there.
Yeah, but I mean, like I said, they're going to have a lot of fans. It's going to be loud. So, you know, I think once you're playing on the ice, you know, I won't tell you. You don't really see the fans. You don't hear anything. I think, you know, you're just so focused on the game.
How much the rough stuff at the end of the game, is that going to – do you expect that to continue to into the game three and pick up from there?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if, you know, the game gets out of hand like that, that's what you expect in playoff hockey. If not, then we don't worry about that. I think, you know, we try to play between whistles. I think, you know, if it's a close game, we're worried about the game. If the game gets out of hand and that happens, then we'll stick up for each other.
Do you expect that, though, with them getting a little more desperate? You think they're going to...
Yeah, they'll bring everything at us. But, you know, whether they bring that or whether they bring a different style of play, I think, you know, they're going to make adjustments. And then, you know, obviously we're going to make adjustments too and be right foot.
How much energy did the back-to-back hits by Buff bring in the building and for your team there?
Like I said, I thought he had like 6-7 hits. I don't even know which ones you're talking about. But, yeah, I mean, sometimes you're kind of mesmerized and you don't focus on the puck, and then they almost scored. You know, I think shorthanded there, he had a big hit at Koivu, and then Koivu almost got the puck and scored again. But, like I said, you know, when it's a tie game like that, when it's 0-0, I think when the crowd's kind of maybe sitting on the edge of their seats, you know, they're waiting for something like that, and I think it kind of wakes everyone up.
Thank you.